It's my pleasure to talk to Graham Gibb this morning. Graham is the Senior Radio Officer of Volunteer Marine Rescue Bribie Island. Safety is always at the top of his mind, so he regularly shares the current stats and top tips and rules to keep us safe and enjoy the best leisure and recreational pursuits in Southeast Queensland. As the current tourism tag says, we're just up the road. Good morning, Graham.
Good morning, Rosemary. Good morning, listeners.
Graham, you've got some stats for us, so I'm going to hand over to you.
Oh, good. Yeah, we're pretty good on the stats. They make interesting listing. We've had 6,485 calls in the last financial year from July last year. We've logged on 1,903 vessels, and we've had 118 assists, which means statistically we're assisting one vessel a day, making sure they get back to safety. Overdue vessels, 14, which means that we've had to go and chase down vessels that haven't logged off. So it's very important that when you log on with us to ensure you log off. People testing the radios, we've done 543 radio checks so people can make sure that their radios are working correctly. And 55.6 of our calls are traditional VHF radios. And now we've got 30% of calls to the base are by mobile phone, so that we're getting a bigger, larger intake, uptake of mobile phone use in terms of marine safety. Give you a little bit more information on that, Marine Rescue Bribie has an application now called DV Locate, which can track vessels in distress or those needing assistance. And this tool lets Bribie's radio operators send a link to the smartphone on the vessel that was selected, and it sends the vessel coordinates directly to Marine Rescue Bribie Island. And it's important that we have your correct mobile number on the day that we ask for when you log on. And we actually ask you, can we confirm the last three digits of your mobile phone are, for example, 123? If that's not the correct one, then please advise the radio operator of the number you have on board. And this is another safety feature available, which assists ensuring safety of boating community. It's a pretty neat little app. And as we go forward, we're getting a few more of these things to help the baddies. And any people tending to head up north up the passage towards Caloundra should ensure that they're aware of the changes happening at the top of the island, which has affected the waterways and channels. And channels that were there previously may not be there or have changed now, and vessel operators should leave on the proper tide or on a good tide and have adequate safety equipment, more importantly, stick to the marked channels and let us know where you are. And the usual reminder for jet skis to pay close attention to your speeds and distance from shore, boats and people in the water. And on the building front, our building renovations is progressing well and expected to be finished by the end of July 2025. And logging on and logging off, when you go out, make sure you log on and log off with us. You don't need to be a member. You can use a radio or mobile phone, and it could be the best call you make all day. And finally, let somebody know where you're going when you'll be back. And safe boating, everybody.
Thank you so much, Graham. And listeners, that was Graham Gibb. He is the Senior Radio Officer at Volunteer Marine Rescue Bribie Island. And you can catch those tips again and the rules, of course, if you'd like to do that. And you can go onto the 101.5.com.au website and search podcast. Thank you so much, Graham.
Thank you, Rosemary. Thank you, listeners.